Thank you, Mr. President. I certainly respect the comments of our colleagues and their points of view. And while I respect them and believe that their points of view have some valid merit, I am standing today in support of Senator Ament's amendment for a number of reasons. The state Supreme Court ruling overturning congressional districts and the map brought into sharp focus the flaws in our current redistricting process. Senator Bascola, Senator Fulmer have worked hard knowing those flaws, and I commend them. Unintentionally, the court ruling raised a major concern. Although receiving much less critical commentary, the political dynamics leading to that decision spotlighted the serious conflicts inherent in our judicial election process. That, too, erodes public trust in a branch of state government. Thus, I believe there is more of a connection between this base bill and the Ament Amendment than what might first seem to be the case. While some believe very strongly that the ultimate fix for the problems with judicial elections is moving to some form of merit selection of appellate court judges, despite support from a bipartisan group of former Pennsylvania governors, including Governors Dick Thornburg, Ed Rendell, Tom Ridge, Mark Schweiker, and Tom Corbett, along with Pennsylvanians for Modern Courts and others, this issue has never advanced. You can look at the headlines across newspapers during court elections. One from the Lancaster Online quoted, "Too many voters enter the voting booth with little or no idea who the candidates are. Pick a name. Pick one that might be familiar. Pick one that you might like. Pick one at the top of the ballot. Pick one who's from your part of the state." So when you look and put into focus a plan to create judicial districts at least mitigates the problems with judicial elections in several important ways. The smaller territory in which judicial hopefuls would be running would increase voter identification, reduce the cost of running, and spread the opportunity to serve on our statewide courts more widely across the pool of legal talent, with prospective candidates and voters no longer hampered by traditional metropolitan dominance of judicial races. Bills proposing judicial districts first surfaced here in the General Assembly in the 1980s, so the argument that this is a legislative novelty never scrutinized is not necessarily accurate. Keep in mind, the last time we had a constitutional convention in Pennsylvania in 1968, that was the last time that we addressed the issue of the judicial branch. And in that particular case, all we did was extend the terms for 10 years of service. I certainly understand the worries of redistricting reform advocates that introduction of another element adds a layer of difficulty. However, once we recognize and acknowledge how infrequently the state constitution is amended in substantial ways, our last constitutional convention 50 years ago, it is easy to appreciate why advocates of change do not want to let this opportunity to go by without the debate and a vote on a proposition altering judicial selection and judicial elections. The crucial elements of fairness to voters and improved policy are part of Senator Ament's amendment as much as they are intrinsic in redistricting reform. So I am in support of this amendment, and ultimately, the voters of Pennsylvania will decide whether we have change and what that change will be to the General Assembly, congressional districts, and our courts.